over the last 100 years, the primary determinant or really primary lever has been monetary policy. Monetary policy has been the dominant force on economic cycles. The ability for monetary policy to tighten, there's no limit to that right now, but the ability to ease is severely constricted. And so central bankers now understand that. I don't think they understood that so well going into 2018, but with that experience now they do. They're not likely to tighten if they think that it might cause a downturn when they're not able to ease, and so they're somewhat boxed in, right? And so that changes the dynamic, but it also pushes you toward fiscal policy as a more important tool. So that's a part of this paradigm shift that we're talking about. And then I would just add one more thing, which is that kind of this sort of sluggish, you know, environment of growth combined with globalization, the world favoring business really for the last 40 years in relation to labor, the competitive pressures of globalization, emerging economies on domestic labor in the developed world, combined with the wealth gaps, that's all started to shift the pendulum and create conflict, raise conflict within countries, and then also between countries as emerging economies, China in particular, rises to challenge the United States. The increasing degree of conflict in the world will also play a role in how things play out. I mentioned productivity, long-term debt cycle, short-term debt cycle. We should include politics in that, because politics starts to shape the choices that you make about who you favor from a policy standpoint. And what's happening is that pendulum is starting to shift away from business toward labor, away from the wealthy toward lower income. And so those shifts will also be an important element of that paradigm that we're headed into.
Greg, when I hear Bob, you know, there's these changes taking place, but to what degree do the forces that are in play in a particular paradigm become almost naturally unsustainable, leading to new forces? Are some of the particular things he's talking about the things that in of themselves become unsustainable?
Yeah, well, I think Bob describes it well in the sense that those forces that Bob described, the pro-corporate environment globally, lower taxes, lower regulations, et cetera, they've reached an extreme, and that's why the pendulum's starting to shift. And you see the shift occurs out of the pendulum shifting, the disputes getting more and more difficult. So largely across those things, interest rates get to zero, quantitative easing drives risk premiums down to very low levels. Each of those things has a life. And the reason we think we're at the paradigm shift is that past life is done. It's stretched to the somewhere near the end. You know, it could be a year here or a year there, but stretched to the end. And so now you go into this new paradigm that the basic nature of it is, okay, a paradigm with a lot of conflict, with the inability of central banks to stimulate, with governments not yet having kind of move toward an ability to create what we call MP3, fiscal policy, essentially taking the place of monetary policy in tandem with the central banks, but the need to move in that direction. So we've got that world, and that's a complicated world to manage with a wide spread of outcomes, but it is really the extremes to which the last paradigm went that sets up this new paradigm.